Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I am thrilled and honored that we are joined by Lanre Onigbindi Bay in Toronto, Canada. Lanre is joining us via Skype in Toronto, and he is the co-founder and owner of Five Principles Cuisines, vegan catering company in Toronto. So we'll be hearing about that, and he's also the author of 27th Letters and The Timekeeper of Justice. Welcome, Lanre, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having me, Marlene.
I'd love to start out hearing about Five Principles Cuisines and how you came up with the name Five Principles and what they are.
Five Principles is rooted in the five principles of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. So we apply those elements in how we operate. So cruelty-free, you know, guilt-free eating, basically that's what it comes down to. And then the love for, obviously, all living things.
And I appreciate that one of your posts on your website, Five Principles Cuisines, has information on how to veganize simple ingredients. That's very helpful.
Yes, so that's another thing I started recently. So you can check out our website, fiveprinciplescuisines.com. We have blogs there, so there's ideas for you to do to how to veganize different things and so on. And there's menu items that we, you know, I give you ideas for menus that you can make and so on and so forth.
For our listeners, I'd now like to share some of the vegan substitutes for common ingredients on the Five Principles Cuisines website. Egg replacements for baking. Quote, flaxseed meal. Mix 1 tablespoon of flaxseed meal with 3 tablespoons of water to replace 1 egg. Chia seeds. Similar to flaxseed, mix 1 tablespoon of chia seeds with 3 tablespoons of water. Applesauce. Use 1/4 cup of unsweetened applesauce per egg for moist cakes and muffins. Cooking. Firm tofu. Firm tofu for scrambled eggs or quiches. Aquafaba. The liquid from canned chickpeas can be whipped to replace egg whites and meringues and mousses. I think this is very helpful, especially for the fact that humanity is evolving. The consciousness on this planet is rising, and vegans realize that animals are here with us, not for us. And thus, we opt out of oppressing, violating, and exploiting females for their breast milk, dairy, of your menstrual secretions, eggs, flesh, offspring, and lives. So let's hear about the menu of Five Principles Cuisines Vegan Catering Company.
Our menu varies. We have salads, which is mainly done by my empress. Salads and pastries mainly done by my empress. So we have pasta salad, quinoa salad, mixed bean salad, avocado salad, green salad. And we have mainly 5 to 6 salads that we do. And everything else that you could veganize, we do it, you know.
Nice.
It's all plant-based. We have baked goods as well. Egg, which is made from either mung beans or chickpea flour. Our salads, quinoa salad, chickpea salad, which mimics tuna salad. Avocado salad, pasta salad. I could go on forever. I don't know what else. I don't know. We have chole, palak, and as far as the cuisines, because you notice there's an S in the cuisines. You know, usually people just put the cuisine in the title for the restaurant, but we touch on various nationalities when it comes to our cuisines. So you could have Asian, Indian, Mediterranean, North American, of course. So like South American, we do it all. We could really cater to what your needs are as long as it's within the vegan menu.
Now I'm going to share one of Five Principles Cuisines recipes. This is from his video channel, and it is kidney bean, green banana, and sweet potato soup. And he posted this on January 21st, 2025. Five Principles Cuisine.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Five Principles Cooking Tutorial. Today we're making kidney beans and green banana soup. That's the ingredients you're going to need for the soup: green bananas, sweet potato, regular potatoes, carrots, cabbage, and of course the Trinity onion, oil, and garlic. So you start off by adding onion, oil, and garlic to the soup. Usually I have fresh thyme to add, but I ran out the night before and didn't get any more. So I have some dried thyme that I added to it. As you can see, we let this Trinity kind of cook together for a few minutes, and then we add our potato and sweet potatoes. Let those get caramelized up together. Let everybody get cozy in the pot together. You know, let that caramelize for a while. And after a few minutes, again, remember, I told you, there's bay leaf, there's the thyme, dry thyme. We got salt, pepper, and veggie seasoning, and black pepper, of course. Add that in there. No water, just oil for now, and let these guys just caramelize up together. Let the seasoning all get infused into the potatoes. And after a few minutes, we add the kidney beans. Now, one thing I might suggest is you can use canned beans or you can cook your own beans from scratch. Either way, it's also good to maybe smash some of the kidney beans, you know, mush it down a little. So you'll have mushed down kidney beans and whole ones in the soup, you know, because it just makes the soup more appealing. Now we add the cabbage and carrots. I'm a big fan of cabbage, man. I started putting this in everything these days, you know what I mean? Cabbage goes a long way, you know. So again, carrots and cabbage added to the pot, and we stir it around, let these guys get caramelized and incorporated into the soup. And then let it cook and caramelize some more. Cover it, of course. And then after a while, we add water. So I added like 4 cups of water to the soup. And once you add the water to it, you're gonna cover it up and let it cook down some more. Okay, and then I'm stirring it up. So just cover it up, and then after maybe 20 minutes or so, I open it up, I add the bouillon, the veggie bouillon. Crush it all up in there, let it get submerged in there. And this is something that I just keep on hand, dal. Dal is lentils, you know what I mean? Red lentils. So at least once a week, we make dal and paratha for supper. And some of the leftover dal, I just keep in the fridge and I add it to whatever I'm making stew. It's a great thickening agent. So dal is easy to make. It's just red lentils, the Trinity, of course. And then you cook it and add water, seasoning, turmeric, and so on and so forth. That's what gives it that yellow color. And finally, we add the green banana. Yes, I like green bananas in my soup. Gives a nice little texture to everything. So we stir that up. As you can see, the soup is pretty much done. Now we just let it cook and let everybody get to know each other in that pot. And here it is, the finished product. Man, oh man. This soup, well, as I'm recording the voiceover for this video, I did a video a couple of days ago, and I could tell you right now, the soup is done. It does not exist anymore. The children devoured it. I myself devoured it. My empress devoured it. Man, the soup is really good, and it's hearty. Oh, take out the bay leaf. Don't remember to take out the bay leaf, you know? And here's the finished product with the bowl of soup and croissant, you know? You can make it with paratha or whatever bread you like, you know? But again, thank you guys for joining me on our cooking tutorial. Peace.
Wonderful. And I've heard your whole family helps out and works with Five Principles Cuisine's vegan catering company.
Yes, indeed. Like I told you, my empress, she does mainly the salads and the pastry stuff. And then during the summer months, we also have all-you-can-eat pop-up vegan brunches, because we're strictly online. We don't have an actual space. So every now and then we'll rent a space to have a all-you-can-eat vegan brunch pop up, and that's where the family, you know, everybody pulls their own weight. And when we have this event, my children are the ones that are greeting you sometimes, and we have raffles. So my youngest son and my oldest son is the one that run the raffle. So yes, this is a family business. And even going to promote handing out flyers, I got the children doing that. you know, just to get them involved.
Wonderful. Much thanks to your entire family.
Yes, 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 yes. Shout out to my boys, Morocco, Masai, my girl, Malaysia, and again, my empress.
Wonderful. Thank you. Such an important service. And how long have you been operating with Five Principles Cuisines Vegan Catering Company in Toronto, Canada?
So it actually just started with me just having dinner parties and inviting friends over, and then it turned into, hey, can you cook for this event I'm having? And then it naturally evolved, and then eventually it got into, okay, I got to build a website and become a little more official with it. So that's where it all stems from, is just that the community wanted it, you know, and asked for it.
Thank you, Lanre. You're very noble. Yes, you're a powerful force on this planet, ushering in a new era of freedom and peace and justice. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm just doing my part, you know. We all got a part to play, you know. Like the ocean is just a bunch of drops of raindrops, right? Yeah. Together we become a powerful force.
Yes. And speaking of that, I'd love now to hear about your books and your experiences with 27th Letters Revised and The Timekeeper of Justice.
Yes. So thank you for asking about that. When it comes to my 27th letters, it's really based on letters I wrote my daughter while I was incarcerated. When in 2002, I got into an altercation that resulted in somebody passing away. I didn't come from a well-to-do family, so as far as having a good lawyer per se to fight the case, I didn't have that. And I got convicted and sentenced to life in prison in 2002. So at that point, I had a daughter that was a year and a half. And myself and her mother, obviously, our relationship dissolved after I got incarcerated. So, and then I had to deal with parental alienation, even from behind bars. So trying to call home and talk to my daughter was difficult, you know, to say the least. So I was sharing this frustration with somebody I was incarcerated with, and he suggested, why don't you just start writing her? And so December 2005 was the first letter I wrote her, which was December 27th. And I wrote her every month till I got out. So from 2005 to 2010, April 23rd, that's when I got out, 2010, I wrote her once a month. And this was, and I got out as a result of me winning my appeal, because I appealed my case. Really and truly, my case should have been a self-defense situation. But again, I didn't have proper representation to fight the case. And I mean, I get into more details if you go on my on our YouTube page, 27th Letters. You'll find that because I started a podcast, so I go into details about what happened that day and so on and so forth. So and even have other interviews with various people just talking, and then I have my own little soliloquy, 10 to 15 minutes videos that I put out just talking about different topics called But Don't Quote Me. So it's all on our YouTube page, 27 Letters Podcast. And so, yeah, back to me writing my daughter. So in 2010, after I got out, I still had to, after going through what I endured, I still had to deal with parental alienation. And that's what galvanized me to publish the letters and turn them into a book. So they became the 27 letters, because each letter I wrote, each time I wrote it, was always on the 27th of the month. So the book, initially, the original copy of the book was published in 2017. And in the last year or so, I just republished a revised version that includes reflections and more poems and so on and so forth. So that was the basis of me starting the 27th Letters brand. So I've evolved, you know, to become an actual author. So I had just recently published another book called The Timekeeper of Justice.
We're listening to Lanre Onigbindibe, who's joining us from Toronto, Canada. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Lanre Onigbindibe.
Tonight is the night. She living on the edge, never would like to come down. Tonight is the night. She living on the edge, never would like to come down. Freedom up for come my way. Freedom up for come my way.
Freedom have to come my way. Way.
Tonight
is the night.
Myself in a woman's time. Free myself. I'm gonna free myself in a wiggy style. Come on, I'm
free myself.
It's been so long.
So long.
Way, way too long.
So long.
We're sticking Lamore. Lamore.
Way, way too long.
So long.
I'm gonna
free myself
in a woman's time.
Free myself in a rubber dub style. Free myself in a rubber dub style. Free myself in a rubber dub style.
That was Lamore and the Mystic Band, based in Los Angeles. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're continuing our conversation with Lanre Onigbindibe in Toronto. Yes, thank you very much, Lanre. And it is significant and powerful. Your journey and your storytelling and your beautiful heart and transparency to share this, a story of resilience and accountability and transformation. And I'm glad that you mentioned your video channel of 27th Letters podcast so that others can learn more and hear more. And I wanted to ask, if it's okay with you, if you would share a little bit of detail now on the radio.
Sure. Growing up, I was raised with my mother. The first 10 years of my life I spent in Nigeria. This is my mother's homeland. And from the time I was conceived, my father had moved to this part of the world, which is Canada. So for the first 10 years I was in Nigeria with my mom, and then at 10 years old we moved up here so my mom could reunite with my dad. And that transition was very difficult for me because my dad became physically abusive towards me. So I endured physical abuse for years living with my father. It got so bad one day I was put in children's aid, you know, I don't know, child services, I think that's what you guys call it in the U.S. So I lived in a group home for like 2-3 months. Eventually they sent me back home. Then the relationship between my mom and my dad dissolved after my mom became ill. She started to struggle with her mental health, and my dad left. So around 16, I was pretty much looking after myself or my siblings who were younger than me, obviously. I'm the firstborn, and there's an age gap between us. So there's like an 11-year age gap. So it allowed for me to actually become a parent to them, you know. So looking after my mom and then looking after my siblings, that was left for me to do early on. When most people after high school were able to go to college and make the decision to do things with their life, I wasn't able to. I just had to work because I had to look after the household. And the pressure of it all got to me. And then even having my daughter at 23, so... And like I said, she's a year and a half. So by 24, you know, just the pressure of life in general, and being a young person dealing with so much, I found myself in a situation that got me incarcerated. And I got eventually arrested and sentenced to life in prison without parole. And again, I won my appeal after almost 8 years. The years in prison were very, very important for me. In retrospect, I didn't like the experience. I didn't like being incarcerated. I didn't like being away from my daughter and my family and so on and so forth. But There were valuable lessons I've gained from being incarcerated. There's valuable insights that I've gained from being incarcerated. And, you know, people talk about knowledge of self, and those are things that I attained, is the knowledge of self, you know. So moving forward, I think post-prison, I'm one of the few that I can honestly say, yes, it sucked that I had to go through what I went through as far as being incarcerated and so on and so forth. But in the long run, in the grand scheme of things, it really helped me in my evolution.
Thank you for sharing that, Lanre.
No problem. No problem.
Yes, you're an inspiration and a beacon of
light.
Well,
you know, but thank you. I just, you know, I think it's important that I'm an open book, no pun intended. But we all could learn from each other, because I've learned from others that came before me, you know, obviously while incarcerated. I've always liked reading even before I got incarcerated. But when I got incarcerated, I really became a reader, and just reading about other people's lives and, you know, and spiritual growth and so on and so forth, and their resiliency just showed me that it could be done. And this is why, you know, I'm able to do it myself, because I know others have done it, and I want to be able to show others who might be at the beginning of their journey as far as the struggle, trying to overcome whatever life has thrown their way, that it can be done. It can be done. You know, now I have 4 children altogether. I've had 3 children post-prison, my 2 boys and my daughter. You know, I've been, me and my empress, we've been together for 15 years, and I've been out for 15. So pretty much since I've been out, we've been together. So, you know, there's a lot of things have positive things have come as a result of me being incarcerated, you know, as far as just being focused and just taking life a little more serious than I did prior to going to prison.
Yes, and it's significant that you have evolved into the 5 principles cuisines. And again, what are the 5 principles?
Love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice.
And that is veganism and authentic veganism. And could you please tell us about your cinematography?
Yes. Oh, yes. So I have 1206 Studio is my cinematography side. Like, as you know, Marlon, I'm not sure if you're aware, like when you have a criminal record, it's hard to gain good employment. So I'm pretty much forced into becoming an entrepreneur. I remember just the other day, not even the other day, a couple of years ago, I was going to apply for, you know, a couple of hours at the local Walmart just to do some night shift. And I couldn't work there because I have a criminal record. So literally being an entrepreneur is life and death for me. So this is why my brands are important. And from 5 Principles Cuisines to 27th Letters, Film and Photography. So I have my 1206 Studio page on Instagram, 1206_studio. Yeah, you can find me on there. So you see some of the work I've done. I started off really focusing on music videos early on. Now I'm starting to delve into shorts as far as film shorts. I've written a couple of scripts. So right now, what I'm working on is trying to film this short film that I wrote. I'm going to work on that this summer. I'm actually working on a storyboard right now. So yeah, cinematography is something that I use to help me promote myself and so on and so forth.
Wonderful. You're an inspiration, Lanre.
No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. So one of my other businesses, 5 Principles Cleaning. So I have a cleaning service that I also provide, and it's still under the 5 Principles idea. So I have 5 Principles Cuisines, and then I have 5 Principles Cleaning. You can find me on Instagram for that too.
What are the 5 principles again?
Love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice.
Yes.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, so I have a few things on the stove. I have another book that's going to be published in the next couple of weeks. I really don't want to give it away yet, because it's really about somebody that's special to me, and I'm not sure if they're going to be listening to this interview, so I don't want to give it away yet. So yeah, but that's a children's book as well that's going to be coming out. I have a lineup of children's books coming out, and in the next year I'm going to also I think it's only right that I come up with a cookbook, a recipe book. So that's obviously going to be a vegan book. So be on the lookout for that one. Go on to my website, just follow us on our newsletter, and then you'll get notified once these books are published, whether it's the Five Principles Cookbook or my other books on 27th Letters.
Thank you, Lanre. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. It's a great honor.
Well, thank you for having me again, Marlene. I appreciate you guys reaching out and making this happen. Thank you to the listeners for listening and hearing my story and my journey. I appreciate it. If you guys can, go on my 27 Letters website. The 27 Letters Revised is something that's very personal and dear to me. And then the Timekeeper of Justice is also loosely based on me. And that's a story, but it's loosely based on me. And it's about my life post-prison, pretty much some of the work, advocacy work that I do for other people that are incarcerated, you know?
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm so happy to connect with you. I feel a soul connection. I feel very, very deep about this. Thank you.
Where are you guys located?
Worcester, Massachusetts. So I'm in central Massachusetts.
Okay. Yes, okay. Thank you so much, Marlene. It's good talking to you.
You too.
All right. Have yourself a good day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
L'amour est the mystic bond.
Much thanks for the song Free Yourself by L'amour and the Mystic Band.
Let the music play.
Much thanks to Lanre Onegbindibe, vegan chef and owner of Five Principles Cuisines, vegan catering company in Toronto, Canada. Much thanks to those listening to Vegan Nation. Thank you for your support. And big thanks to all the vegan activists worldwide manifesting a paradigm on earth of freedom, justice, peace, liberation, sovereignty, bodily autonomy, health and wellness, and sustainability.
Freedom gonna come my way. Freedom gonna come my way.
You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Molly Narrow, host of Vegan Nation, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
Freedom.
Let's go out with the song.
Freedom.
Put that on the earth.
Freedom.
By DJ KFM Motivation. This is the beat that I included at the start of the program, and I also inserted it along with Lanre's recipe, and that was the Five Principles Cuisines. Kidney bean, green banana, and sweet potato soup. Here's DJ KFM Motivation, released by Plant Based Records on April 20th, 2022. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
I can't wait till spring, I got hella seeds, yeah. Put that on the game, put that on your squad, yeah. Keep that cut amazing, all your soil tasting. All your greens are sweet, boy that does amazing. Now your pockets blazing, keep that rocket raising. Arugula, girl that tastes amazing.
Put that on the game.